The court process itself is taking place before the matching of a child with a family. So organisations like Quorum are working with prospective adopters to help them prepare to be ready for the adoption to take place and for the matching with a particular child. And the court process is looking after the appropriate rights and process for the families and for the child before an adoption order or a placement order is made. And London does have a poor record in terms of swiftness of decision-making in the court process for children. So that is a key factor facing local authorities, as it can be across the country. But having said that, the search for prospective parents for children is a matter of energy and tenacity and using all of the available tools, which is why Quorum is privileged to work with a number of authorities in trying to increase that range and possibility of families for children.
Now, there is also this other problem which keeps bubbling up about the fact that councils are keen to place children with parents of the same ethnic origin, which makes it very difficult, particularly if it's a complicated ethnic origin. Where do you stand on that?
The needs of the child are paramount, and in our experience it is the needs of the child that are put first. And although it is important to take into account the cultural heritage of children, the other factors around age and around the experiences they've had, or for example a history of mental health issues in their parents, are more likely to be the factors that hold back a placement.
Now, is there an upper limit to how old you can be if you to adopt a child?
No, except that, of course, we're looking at placing children who have already experienced extraordinary loss in their lives. So, therefore, there is clearly a responsibility to try to make sure that a placement of a child is going to be long-standing. But, of course, illness and all kinds of things can happen in any family, including an adoptive family, and certainly there are no arbitrary age barriers.
And what about anything else? Can a single person adopt? Can you? Is there any better?
Most certainly. The needs of the child are absolutely put first. And if people have the empathy and the skills and the resilience to care for children, then those are what are being judged, not their personal status.
Carol, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That was Dr. Carol Homden, Chief Executive of Quorum, the children's charity.